Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. Whenever I asked you to come and be the guest here on Meet the Community this morning, I had one topic in mind because I think it kind of shocked the Moberly community a couple of weeks ago whenever there was the announcement that Alpha Media Group, who owns Crest, Quix, 207 radio stations, basically across 44 regional markets, had let go their local news staff. They also let go their local sports writers, and the community was kind of reeling. And I thought, you know, I would like your perspective on what is going on with local radio, and can local radio survive and thrive in local markets today?
You know, if it's done right, yeah, I totally think it can. It's going to have to change the way it looks, and it's been doing that for some time. I mean, it's one of these things, almost like a chameleon, that, you know, it's changed tremendously since when I first began in radio. I mean, I spun records. When I went to KCLR, we had CDs that basically went into a CD player, and you took one CD out and put in another CD and, you know, dialed up whatever cut it was and things like that. I mean, I can remember, as far as playing records, I worked at KTGR, which was a country station then in Columbia, and we actually wrote out the name of each song on a 3x5 card. And then I was in charge of putting them in the order of what they should play throughout the day. And basically, whoever was on the air would look at the card and pick that song out and then flip that card to the very back of the stack. And again, we'd go off and running again. And to say it was tedious would be an understatement. Today, it's all computerized, so you have a much quicker turnaround. I mean, back then you were busy. I mean, it was, you know, you were getting a stack of carts and you were flipping a song on and queuing it up and getting it ready, thinking about what you needed to say and getting, you know, you already had a song on, and then you went to, and it was just boom, 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 boom. It was, I mean, you got off the air and you were drenched in sweat. It's not that way anymore. I mean, every once in a while, I'm still drenched in sweat, mainly because I'm hyper. But it's just changed so much. And yeah, there's a future, but I think in the past lies our future. And I say that we would be in much better shape if we had a stellar staff of salespeople, of five salespeople, like we had some 20 years ago. And even that staff wasn't stellar, but they were consistent. And that's not a knock on any of those people. But they all had different, just like today, everybody's got different ideas of what they want out of a job and what they need out of a job. We had some people who were, you know, housewives, and we had some people who were retirees. And really, now we've got three salespeople. I would love to have five. You know, if we've got the we've got the area, I mean, we cover such a big area, particularly with the FM, that we could handle that. It's just a matter of, like everyone else, we can't find those people to work, because if we could, I think we'd be much better situated, obviously, and a lot of people can probably say the same thing. But as far as on air, I think we've got to kind of go back to the past. And if you'll remember the newspapers of, you know, the 20s and 30s and 40s, they did a lot of reporting. You know, you would get a report from, I'm trying to think of a little depot that was out north of town here, just, you know, that's not there anymore. But basically, you would get reports from Rush Hill, and you get a report from maybe Mark Twain Lake, and you get, you know, and it would be just a little column in the paper, and that person would write that column every week. Well, that's kind of what radio needs right now, is people who aren't necessarily wanting a full-time job but can do the job part-time, whether that's, you know, for an hour a day or for a couple hours a week or whatever the situation might be. But and I'm not talking sales, because it takes dedicated people to do sales, but on air, I think you're going to see more of that, because what we're seeing now is really a situation where, and we'll talk about this more here in a minute, but the pool of people that are interested in radio as a career continues to dwindle. And part of that is low pay. Don't get me wrong. You know, we're part of that as well. It's not like we're, you know, a lot of people think, you know, they're on the radio, they're making a ton of money. Well, that's not true. I wish it was. You know, in major markets, people are making some really good money. But most of the people, even in major markets, not making that much money. It's not something that you're going to get rich in. It's, you know, the richness comes in the job and in being able, I mean, you get to go out or sit here, as the case may be, and talk to different people every day. The job is different. The job's the same, but the job's different every day. And there's something to be said for that. You know, my son works in a machine shop, basically, and, you know, it's the same thing every day, and, you know, he gets tired of it. He gets burned out. And that's not to say that we don't get burned out, because there's, you know, at this point, because we are short-staffed, there's a lot of long hours. You know, you work 6 days a week, almost every week. I try to get you to take days off, and you won't. just so people know, I do try to get him to take days off. You know, I work 6 days a week. I would prefer not to, but at this point, you know, we've got Jason. For those that listen to Country 96, Jason Mathis, he comes in and works every once in a while, but you know, he doesn't work again now until September sometime. We don't have somebody on a regular basis who can fill those hours, so you just have to buck up and do what you have to do.
I think the question is, you know, because the big discussion is artificial intelligence.
Sure.
And it's, will it take the jobs of your sportscasters, your newscasters? To me, the answer is no. You know, but it worries you a little bit, because I think AI is definitely, Alpha Media is using a lot of that right now, with some piped in voices, but you're not getting your local content.
Well, and that's just it, is you're not going to see that with local content. And even AI, I mean, they're not necessarily using AI as much as they're just using national voices on a, you know, it's technically a regional news network is what a lot of their stations are on. Three of their five in the Moberly complex are now on a regional news network that's just basically one person trying to serve, and in this instance, I think there's about 15 or 18 different stations in this network, and that may be a little high, and most of those are from Alpha, but it's a cost-saving measure that really basically cuts out the whole purpose of radio. And this is, I've had this frustration for quite a while, in that, you know, as a local radio station, you're supposed to show support for doing things locally. And, you know, my question, I love KCLR to death, don't get me wrong, but when was the last time you heard them doing something for Boonville? That's the city of license that they're stationed to, even though they're in Columbia. And the reason they're in Columbia is the reason that this station will probably someday be in Columbia. It's because that's where all the advertising dollars are. So they moved it to Columbia to maximize that opportunity. Don't get me wrong, I totally get it. But when you do that, you abandon your local people. Now, whether it's local advertisers, whether it's local businesses, whether it's local community groups, it's all local people, and those people are the ones who lose out. So instead of having, you know, stations in Ashland and Fulton and Boonville, they're all in Columbia. And like I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. The problem I have is, you know what, do something for your local people. That's keep local radio alive. It was something that we've, you know, stressed, you know, Penny and I are going to hang on as long as we can. And we're not closing our doors tomorrow, folks. We're not selling out tomorrow. It's not anything like that. But, you know, at some point in the future, whether it be 5 years, whether it be 10 years, whether it be 15 years, you know, if radio is even the same, I mean, it may all be on the internet by then. Who knows? I mean, radio is changing so much, and the digital aspect of it is changing so much. It's hard to say exactly what radio is going to look like in 15 or 20 years.
No doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, we'll take our second break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. Third and final segment coming your way with Michael Doherty right here on AM 1340 KXEO.